With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Amid job losses that haven't fully recovered this year because of the pandemic recession, competition in many of Montana's housing markets is also on the rise. That means many Montanans are struggling to find and keep housing, Megan Myskowski reports.
Kathy Orr of Bozeman and her family planned to move at what turned out to be the worst possible time, right as the COVID pandemic hit. But after the deal fell through, they spent 4 months in a hotel while they looked for an alternative. She says one of the hardest parts was missing out on home-cooked meals.
My kids complain, you know, because they wanted mom's cooking.
Both she and her husband lost their jobs during the pandemic. Kathy developed a cough early on when testing was limited and quarantined to be safe. By the time she was ready to return to her job as general manager of a restaurant, they'd hired someone else. Kathy had to pivot to administrative work, where she only gets part-time hours and makes significantly less money. She's also still waiting to hear if she'll receive unemployment insurance from the state.
I don't even qualify for food stamps or health insurance or anything. I don't know. I think I feel like I fell through the cracks somewhere.
The hardest part, though, was finding a new place to live. They paid expensive application fees, competed with college students living out of dorms during the pandemic, and watched the money they'd save for a deposit disappear the longer they stayed at the hotel.
I was very honest with the property manager, and I'm like, look, my family's been living in a hotel for 3.5 months, and it has ate up all of my money, and I would really like to get into a house again.
The unemployment rate in Montana is 5.3%, which is better than the national rate, but still nearly 2 points up from where it was pre-pandemic. According to data from the State Department of Labor, there were 16,000 fewer workers on non-farm payrolls this September than last September. Employment in Montana surged back in early summer after bottoming out in April, but the jobs recovery has slowed down in recent months. Parts of the state were facing a problem with housing before the pandemic, and this year it's not getting any easier to find or afford a home in Montana's urban areas. In Bozeman, the market was already tight, with a vacancy rate that stayed consistently below 3% in the years leading up to the pandemic. Sterling Commercial Real Estate Advisors in Missoula released a report saying the vacancy rate there dropped from just under 3% to about 1.3% from the second to third quarters of this year. Matt Malott is an advisor at the firm, and he says there are a handful of reasons for the change, including COVID-19.
There were already people moving here, like people were able to disconnect geographically from their job and bring it with them, and then obviously that kicked into super high gear.
He says Montana is expensive relative to the average salary of someone living and working here, but for someone earning a larger salary in an area where the cost of living is higher, it's an attractive place to relocate to.
So if you're the person that is from here and you have lost your job, then you are now competing with more people for housing.
Malott says it's hard to put a number to how many people from out of state have moved to Montana because of the pandemic this year just yet, because most likely moved in the last few months. He also said that's not the only reason for the tight market. He says Missoula has been slow, too, to build new housing.
Anything the city can do to make it a consistent, predictable process, that will help.
Director of Communications for the Department of Commerce, Emily Saunders, said in an email that the state supports the development or rehabilitation of about 485 affordable homes each year. Montana hasn't upped that effort for the pandemic, however, says Director of the Montana Department of Commerce, Tara Rice. Affordable housing projects take years to develop, and current federal COVID-19 aid lasts until the end of 2020. Rice says the state has spent more than $5 million in money from the Federal CARES Act to help people as they face eviction during the pandemic.
There's been a particular need as individuals who are part of the working population have either suddenly lost a job or had their hours severely cut.
And many more evictions could come. Research firm Stout Rissius Ross LLC said in an October report that if the CDC's federal moratorium on evictions isn't extended at the end of this year, Montana will see up to 10,900 new eviction cases by January 1st. That's more than 8 times the evictions in Montana seen in 2016, according to the data from the Eviction Lab at Princeton University. Montanans looking for housing assistance money from the state have until November 10th to apply. The Montana Department of Commerce also announced the Montana Eviction Intervention Project last week, which comes from a partnership with the Montana Legal Services Association and will help people facing eviction understand their options.
There are people in Montana who are trying to avail themselves of those protections, but navigating that on one's own can be quite difficult.
Homeward is a Missoula-based housing counseling agency and affordable housing developer. Its executive director, Andrea Davis, says she expects to see Missoula and Gallatin counties hit the hardest with evictions if the moratorium is lifted, because they're already the counties with the tightest markets and highest housing costs.
Ultimately, we are in a public health crisis, not just a financial crisis. And so it's very critical that people stay in their homes.
I'm Megan Myskowski with Montana Public Radio.